Welcome back to the Finsiders here, and wow, what a great pleasure to have the Hall of Famer Dan Marino join us, Greg Likens, John Kangemi. Dan, first of all,
thanks,
how
guys.
You doing?
Yeah, good. I'm doing good. Thanks. Great. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining us in studio. I got to tell a quick story. So the last time I saw you, the topic was brought up about who is the better quarterback. You were Bob Greasy. And because of the proximity you and I were to do together, I really had no choice but to answer number 13.
Right. Well, thank you. So you were right.
Yeah.
Even though Bob is in the other room. So I guess.
Good. No. Yeah, we'll keep that between.
We love Bob. Come on.
Yeah, so we'll keep that between the three of us. Yeah, hey, you guys have a history together
at
Pitt.
Yeah, and absolutely. So, Danny was a senior when I was a freshman, and he told me everywhere where to go and where not to go. So that was a great learning curve on the field and off the field, which was beautiful for me because I was just learning my way around Oakland.
And then one summer, John slept on my couch.
For six consecutive months.
So it was a great experience.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but no other stories about each other, John.
Look, John and I have been good friends for a long time. So
we're going to keep it that way.
Yes, let's
keep it that way. Good.
I don't want to tell any stories no one wants to hear.
That sounds like a good one. All right, so as always, want to talk to you about the quarterback position. Ryan Tannehill entering his third year. When you take a look at what he's done up to this point and what his potential could be, when you look at entering this now his third year, what are you expecting from him?
Well, I mean, I think everybody, and I'm including Ryan, would think that he's going to continue to grow and get better as a quarterback. And, you know, with some of the things that they've done offensively over the last year and some of the moves they've made, that you'd like to expect that and see that. And I think after a couple years, you know, himself, Ryan, would think that they're going to continue to get better, and he's going to continue to get better as a quarterback.
And, Dan, I think it goes as well for the head coach, you know, going into his third year. You get a cadence about you, about handling all the guys, 53-man roster, handling 90 guys at minicamp and at training camp. I think Coach Joe Philbin had that learning curve as well, and I think we'll expect him to not handle himself any differently, but have a handle on himself a little bit more and the people he's directing.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes in the NFL, you know, owners and teams are not as patient as maybe they should be. So, you know, it's his third year, and it's going to be time for all that, the philosophy and everything, to kind of grow together and to get better. Last year, I mean, you could look at, you know, everybody was disappointed with the fact that they lost the last two games against, you know, Jets and Buffalo, fans, players, everybody. And, you know, they have to prove upon that. Obviously, you know, it felt really positive going into those last 2 weeks, feeling the chance that they're going to be in the playoffs, and it didn't happen. So it ended on a downer. But at the same time, you know, we have another year under our belts, and we move forward.
You know, Greg mentioned Ryan Tannehill going into his third year. I always thought it might be to his advantage. You know, he was in a system at Texas A&M for 3 years with Mike Sherman. Then he did the same system with the Miami Dolphins for two. This might be a little bit of an enlightenment period for a quarterback, getting a new offense, coming in and getting energized about learning your position and learning your craft and maybe having the same plays, but maybe they call it differently or they read it differently, something that he can learn from scratch and be able to teach it to others.
Well, it's different language. You know, I mean, I always tell people everybody runs the same stuff. I mean, it's a copycat league. People do the same things. It's different language, and it's how you execute. And it comes down to knowing your personnel and being on time with your personnel and understanding, you know, where certain people are going to be at certain times, reading your coverage, making good decisions as quick as you can, understanding all that, and being the leader of a team and being, you know, a tough guy. And you lead by example, you know. And by example, I mean if you play well, people around you are going to play well. So that's important.
Dan Marino, Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us here on the Finsiders. And a lot of people are talking this offseason about the chemistry between Mike Wallace and Ryan Tannehill and making sure that's improved entering their second year together. Looking back on your career with, you know, Mark Duper, Mark Clayton, Nat Moore, how important was that to build that chemistry, and how long did that take for you guys to build that?
You know, it's funny. You build a chemistry through practice and through execution and through experiences in games. And as time goes on, you just get to know each other better and better. Mark Clayton and I, for some reason, you know, we hit it off from day one coming in. We were drafted at the same time, and through the first mini camp, I was like, I know I can rely on this guy. You know, the first time I was with him, and then spending time with Duper and Nat Moore, he was such a he was kind of like a coach on the field for us, especially as young players. But it really comes through repetition and having a Just being a pro, being a guy that wants to work hard at your craft, to work hard at and be the best you can be at your craft, and I'm sure that'll come. And after 1 year, you know, take some time. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of improvement this year.
You know, the Miami Dolphins, Dan, did a lot of movement in free agency. They go out and get Brandon Albert to secure the left side of the offensive line. They go out and get Cortland Finnegan. You know, you hope that that's a guy they can count on. But, you know, 58 sacks, and it's a shared responsibility. People don't realize that it's not always the offensive line. It's not always the quarterback or the receivers, but it's a shared responsibility. But the guy that's pulling the trigger in Ryan Tannehill, I think expectations for him to maybe – make a play, you know, make more plays from the position in 2014. That's probably comes with the territory of the position.
Yeah, I mean, it does. No matter, you know, if you're playing for the Dolphins or if you're Tom Brady or whoever you are at that quarterback position, you know, it's expected to make plays, and 58 sacks is a lot. I mean, let's face it, everybody's talking about that. And, you know, I think he'll learn, and it's a timing thing too. It's you know, knowing your receivers and the protection scheme that you have and the offensive scheme that you have, and hopefully, you know, that'll improve. It's all part of the game.
Yeah.
Dan Marino, Hall of Fame quarterback from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. Yeah, we got to keep reminding everybody of that.
It's okay. You don't have to remind him. He knows.
Come on. Speaking of the 58 sacks, that is something that obviously is the top priority to fix entering 2014. One of the ways that that's been addressed so far by Dennis Hickey is bringing in a running back like Knowshon Moreno, who's been known to be a pass protector and also a guy who can provide an outlet out of the backfield as a receiver. As a quarterback, how important is it to have that safety blank there and a guy who's reliable?
Very important. You know, I'm close. I've been around Peyton before and have talked to him, and he thinks this guy's a really tough guy, a guy that you could rely on out of the backfield to understand what his assignments are. And he understands it too from a standpoint where it changes quickly at the line of scrimmage because he'll change protections. And so that's a guy that's a veteran under those circumstances. So, you know, I'm sure he'll be able to adjust no problem to what the system is here with the Dolphins. And from what I understand, he's a tough guy. And I think the catches he had, you know, last year were a tribute to the type of offense that was being run. But, you know, he has good hands, a solid player, and he's going to bring some toughness for sure.
Dan, when you look around at the top quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, you always have to put Tom Brady and Peyton Manning up there. I put personally Aaron Rodgers up there. with everybody that's throwing the guys. Drew Brees. What makes those guys so different as quarterbacks?
They compete on everything. You know, it's competition. It's they don't want to lose. It's just it's in their blood, and you know, they love the action. You know, they love the fact that, you know, put me in a position where there's 2 minutes left and I have a chance to win this game, or I got to come from behind and win. You know, you don't always want that situation. You never want it as a quarterback. You'd always like to have a great lead and
right.
win games easily, but that's not the case. In the NFL, they're always close games. So it's that toughness, the making plays when you have to make them, to make the players around you better. And if you're a top-notch quarterback, you know, that's going to happen naturally.
You mentioned the end of the season, how it could have gone either way when it came to the last two games. When you're looking at this Dolphins team big picture and some of the additions, you know, contribute to this in the offseason, what they've done, what do you think going forward? Is this a team that just that next step away from being a playoff contender?
Well, they were last year. They're a contender, and I think it's really just the next step. You know, you learn from your experience that, you know, you went through at the end of the season where you felt pretty good. You beat New England, you know, at home. You felt good about, you know, where you were, and then it didn't happen. So you learn from those situations, and you just continue to grow as a football team.
All right, finally, I got to bring this up because Marlins opening night, season opener,
right,
you throw
right,
out
right.
the first pitch to Jimmy Cephalo. You're wearing the 13 with Marino on the back of the jersey, and then appropriately enough, Marcelo Zuna leads off the scoring for the
How
Marlins
that,
season,
right?
wearing
yeah,
a number 13 jersey, hitting the solo shot. How cool was that?
It was karma. It's karma.
You better go throw another one because they haven't won since, I think.
They haven't? I do follow. I know they haven't won, but that was fun that night. We had a good time. I threw a strike. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. The Hall of Fame arm is still there.
I told Jimmy you better put the mask on because he didn't look real comfortable catching
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy was great. You know, he stood right in there and caught it.
My favorite part is that you got a shot at Joe Rose in the booth when you're on the TV broadcast, too. So that was the best part for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they brought Joe up.
Yeah,
for sure. We love Joe. We love Joe.
We do love Joe. Hey, Dan, we love the fact that you joined us here in studio on the Finsiders.
Thanks, Danny.
Glad to do it.
Great to have you
anytime, guys. Thanks.
There's Dan Marino, Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us here on the Finsiders.